Hello everyone, here I am in West Britain. So, as you can see, it's a soft day when the rain doesn't stop. On the other hand, it doesn't quite start either. It's just very gently drizzling in off the Atlantic Ocean. Anyway, I remember the late lamented Sir Terry Wogan, a Limerick man, said, "Nobody comes to Ireland for the weather." Anyway, I like these old boreens. Now, I'm no Gael Gore. But that's like a lane, a little road, Ian on the end of everything, makes it diminutive. And then you can see all the little the thorny bushes with the blackberries, but it's past blackberry season. And look at the dry stone walls as in fitted together without concrete. Quite a skill digging all these out of the field, backbreaking work, and finding ones that will fit together, slot together, because they're shaped. Wow. So don't make them like that anymore. Okay. So here's the holly. Well, where's the red berry coming? Okay, towards Christmas. That's why the holly bore, or the holly bough, however you want to pronounce it, B-O-G-H. That was a Christmas newspaper in Cork. I don't know if it's still going. Okay, what else was I going to say? So this is not even a B road, really. We've got really good roads these days, like in Kerry in the late 90s. They talk about the Taoiseach Superhighway. Dick Spring, Taoiseach, as in Deputy Prime Minister, he had it built. Well, his constituency was North Kerry, who's leader of the Labour Party, but he's not in politics for ages. And his father, Dan Spring, was, I think, an independent TD, certainly against Fianna Fáil in North Kerry, because there was a bad reaction to the execution of two IRA men under Fianna Fáil when Eamon de Valera was Taoiseach. So Taoiseach is the Prime Minister, literally leader, Taoiseach, like successor in Irish. We very often have coalition governments. So what else about Ireland? You know, we've got 7 million people now, 5 million in the Republic, 2 million in Northern Ireland. So almost recovered from the famine when we had 8 million people. But of course, a lot of the drop in population was not the famine, was subsequent emigration, not all of which is attributable to the famine. We have people emigrating even now. Always did, always will do. Maybe somewhat indirectly. Anyway, so we were quite an agricultural country, not as much as before, because it rains so much. It's not that good for cereal crops. Yes, it's possible to grow them, particularly barley, the juice of the barley being whiskey, but better for cattle. So not so much owl farming. Obviously, potatoes are going to grow anywhere. A very hardy crop, sea level, high altitude. Look at the cows. Oh no, they look like bulls actually. I don't know which breed they are. I'm no farmer myself, and if it's very heavy rain, if there's very little rain in fairly thin marginal soil, you know, stony soil, they'll still grow. So you get more calories per hectare from potatoes than just about anything else. That was transformative. We're semi-nomadic till those came in the 17th century. Obviously, the English got them off the Spanish and brought them here. Jamestown, Virginia, 1607, was the first permanent English town in North America, and then obviously we started going shortly after the English, the Scots, the Welsh, and so on. What else is it going to say about Ireland? Well, just how phenomenally successful we are now with a good education system, one of the highest university graduation rates in the world. Although, on the other hand, that's partly because we award degrees too easily. Yes, we have plenty of brainy people, but we also have low standards at the lowest end. We got some world-class universities and some ones which are really not very good. And what else? You know, we have a sensible fertility rate, not quite replacement rate, but still one of the highest in the Western world. What else do we have? I mean, we spend very little on defence. We've got relatively high crime for such a developed country. We have superb transport infrastructure, internet speed and things like that, affordable energy, and really a welcoming business environment, low corporation tax. In the European Union, that helps. So, yeah, I mean, remember in the 1980s, within the European economic communities, then there were the pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain. We're the relatively poor ones within that, but we're now rich. So anyway, tremendous good governance, lack of corruption, yeah. And the Garda Síochána are fairly good. Yeah, so spend very little on defence, despite not being in NATO, but not many people want to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation. So what can I say? We have a sensible electoral system of single transferable vote. It's not this winner-takes-all thing. There hasn't been a single-party government for decades. And yeah, low corporation tax attracting a lot of these foreign companies. And I thought we're going to lose that when the European Union changed the rules, but that didn't happen in the end. In the euro, I mean, I know that is good and bad. It does make travel easier and so on. But as a relatively small country, things can go wrong with that. You know, you could have hyperinflation. Not that that ever happened to us. So a lot to be proud of. Achieved so much, plenty of Nobel Prizes. A lot of sporting success for a relatively small population. I remember in rugby at one stage, we're sixth best in the world. Obviously, then at club level, like Munster was doing very well. Not so good at the Olympics. I know we had those two brothers from West Cork who won that gold for rowing. Sonia O'Sullivan used to win. I just think all the things, obviously, you know, literature. So that is the occasional genius. But these things are subjective. How many Nobel laureates do we have? We had that physics guy who was at Trinity way back in the 1950s. Obviously, William Butler Yeats, and I'm not a Yeats fan. And who else would that be? Seamus Heaney. There are a few more I've forgotten. Hello. Anyway, so achieved so much success of late. Another business success, Ryanair. I know it's annoying, you know, ripping you off, charging for anything, but they've been transformative of air travel, certainly within Europe, because it's no longer the preserve of the wealthy. Working class people can afford to fly to other countries. No frills. View this as just simply a bus service. And, you know, you're only on the plane for 1 or 2 hours usually. You might not need to eat or drink in that time. If you're not taking a suitcase and make it very, very affordable, you don't need to take a lot of stuff. You're just going for the weekend or something. And because prior to that, the Irish Sea was one of the most expensive bodies of water to cross by air because there was this cartel of Aer Lingus and British Airways. Aer Lingus is the national carrier, as in air fleet in Irish. Other successes, well, obviously duty-free, starting at Shannon, and we pioneered that all across the world. So we've achieved so, so much in many different spheres. Yeah, has really come right. And that's one of the reasons why unionists in Northern Ireland are maybe more amenable to join the Republic. There are reasons not to want to join. No longer the priest-ridden state, no longer semi-theocracy. Although the Catholic Church was at least right on defending unborn children. What else can I say? Okay, maybe a good political system doesn't produce the outcomes I want, not as libertarian as I would like. And you know, maybe not that many major problems, that many major threats. I mean, there is this thing about what are we going to do about pensions? Do we raise the retirement age? And yes, property is less affordable than it used to be. To think in 2008 after the crash, NAMA Land, National Agency, well, Assets Management Agency, all these ghost estates, housing estates they built and couldn't sell. And here we are all these years later, the opposite problem. They're too expensive. And those bit of a pushback against probably excessive immigration. So maybe we should curb that. Well, it could be a lot, lot worse. In my lifetime, it's been far more difficult. Remember the early 90s, people graduating from university and hundreds of people going for the same job. Mass immigration, half the youngsters leaving these shores. Well, no more. We have people coming in from India, China, Nigeria, Brazil, and so on, as well as other European Union countries, particularly Lithuania, Slovakia, Poland, Romania, and so forth. Ukrainian waitress served me the other night. All right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel, and these are my uncollected musings. So sorry for burdening you with this verbal diarrhea. Toodaloo.